Hey, welcome to The Interactive Journey. Come along with us as we share the stories of parents, children, and professionals navigating a challenging world of various diagnoses, life transitions, and being human.
Welcome to The Interactive Journey. This is Rachel Watson, along with my two amazing, beautiful, lovely, and fun co-hosts, Logan
and Megan.
We are honored today to have Dan Menko as our guest. He is owner, proprietor, all things Spectrum Sports.
Baby Whisperer.
That's not good that far.
We would also like to introduce his beautiful baby son, Sawyer.
Woo!
Yeah, he's with us today. Dan, it's great to have you here with us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Although I did not get lovely, beautiful co-host. I just got Dan Menko, so got to work on the attitude.
So Dan, as I said, is the owner, along with his friend, best friend, co-worker, previous co-worker, James. They started Spectrum Sports at least 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we started about 2016, but I would really say it really didn't take off until 2020. We had a lot of kinks to work out. So I like to say about 3 years ago, too.
Okay. So 2020 is when we first connected, and that's when your whole world blew up, right? And everything got better?
Define better. No.
So as everybody knows, I'm great at stalking, and I happened to come across Spectrum Sports posts on Facebook, and this is a true story. There was just something special about them. This was a few years ago. You were posting some pictures of the classes that you were doing with the adolescents, I think it was at the time, with autism and developmental disabilities, and you just had this positive vibe about your posts. And I looked into, a couple things and contacted you and said, hey, Rachel from Interactive Kids, you want to connect? And you were like, sure, love to meet people. And we were having movie night, our very first movie night. And don't you know, him and James and somebody else showed up. It was awesome. Who was the other person that came with you that day?
That was my wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, we have to give props to Sawyer's mom.
Yeah.
Yay. Woo! So they came. We had never met before, although, there's a whole side story to that. But anyway, Dan, James, and what's your wife's name?
Brianna.
Brianna came. You guys set up this whole cool, exercise extravaganza. You were engaging with the audience, you were getting kids up and moving, and I'm not going to be, I can't make this up, it was awesome to have you guys there. I was so nervous. It was the first time we did movie night, and I didn't know what it was going to be like, and you guys really made it a positive experience. So I knew then, I still know now, it was, we were a match made in heaven.
Oh, absolutely. We got some good energy going back and forth.
But side note, Dan knows Andrew, my fiance. They've met before. Dan is friends with people that used to be our neighbors in our neighborhood. So Dan walks up, he says, him and Andrew are chatting. I'm like, what is happening? So,
it was such a crazy coincidence. I was like, what are you doing all the way here in Medford from Williamstown?
So let's talk a little bit about your background and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So let's see, personally or professionally, would you prefer, or both?
Well, really what we're looking for is how did you get to where you are now? So if that's personally why or wise or professionally, whatever it is.
You know what? It's crazy. I mean, it wasn't anything significant until I got to college. I had no idea what I wanted to be. I started majoring in history and education. Really not being fulfilled with taking those classes. I met someone who had a brother with Down syndrome. So she took me to the Special Olympics down in Maryland when I went to Towson for a year. And I just immediately fell in love with the population. It was so much fun. I was in charge of being on the dance for some kind of after party. And like me being like a, you know, very loud personality, of course, I'm on the dance floor ripping it up with all these people. I don't even know who they are, but I just fell in love with the
population. They probably love that, right?
Oh yeah, it was so much fun. It was ridiculous. Even like right now, like, so we still have like events that we have a few times a year for that are free for anyone, but we have a DJ and like I'm just on the dance floor the entire time, just ripping it up. It's so much fun. I'm a terrible dancer, but it's, who cares? Life's short.
Well, that's what's great, is that like really honestly in that situation, no one probably cares. It's just out there having a good time,
right?
You know, exactly. I think of my two friends. One has a daughter who has Down syndrome. Another one has a son who has autism. And both of them, those kids go out there, well, they're young adults now. They both go out there, they rip it up, and they don't even care. It's yeah. Awesome. I wish I could feel that way, just be that free. It's really cool.
That's the cool thing about sometimes with this population is they just live like, you know what, who cares? Like, they just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So Spectrum Sports, like, how did that come to be?
You know, so... my partner James and I are both former special needs teachers. We saw the need with our students. And so we're like, well, let's just do something. Like, we know about Special Olympics, we know about all the unified sports, but those are seasons. So we're like, let's just kind of test things out, see how it goes. So we tested it out. I'd say the first month, it was like we had 2-3 people most show up. It was pretty bad. But it was good in terms of like kind of like really sharpening our skills and figuring out what we like to do. We kind of figure out the logistics of timing and just that kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of patience, a lot of persistence, a lot of trial and error, and it really led to something great. And it's a lot of word by mouth, which is fantastic. And it's just like, it's one of those things where you don't know where it's going to head, but you can start feeling like inside of you, like just something like that's more of a calling, that's more fulfilling. And, you know, as much as I love teaching, I love the students and all that kind of stuff, this is just something that is, goes way beyond, you know, this gets me up every morning at 5 a.m. just so I can get work done and I'm excited to do it.
Your own business and or your whatever enterprise you're going into, you're so invested in it because you believe in it. And it's almost, it's work, but it's almost like not work too, because you're so passionate about it. It's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, like the paperwork at 5 a.m., like, whatever, I'm enjoying it. Like, I got to see the progress of all these new people who are joining us and hearing about us and all that cool stuff.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us a little bit about, like, where would someone find, you know, Spectrum Sports? Like, are you in a set location? Do you travel? How does it work?
So right now we travel. The goal is to have a recreation center. And I'll get to that later on. But right now we travel. We do classes out of Sewell, Washington Township, Voorhees, and we're hoping to find another place in Cherry Hill and then move into Burlington County. So that's the goal. But, you know, right now we're really just trying to keep the overhead low and, you know, wait until the real estate market gets better and really get something that's special for our families.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really great. What would somebody really expect to do if they were going to participate in your program?
You know, so we have two different types of classes right now. Right now we have a sports and games class, which every week we focus on a different sport and game. And that's what we did with the Interactive Kids Summer Camp. So one week we play soccer. The next we're playing Capture the Flag. The following week an obstacle course, then going to basketball. So we really try to switch it up and make, you know, maintain interest. But what's really cool about that too is it's not just the sports. Like, we work on motor skills, we work on communication, teamwork, sportsmanship, all those good things that, you know, need to be taught not just for this population, but really for everybody. Our other kind of class is a fitness class. We use adaptive movement, adaptive exercises, but we also are able to modify, I would say, practically all of our exercises to really fit all of our individuals and their abilities. So every class is a different muscle group. So one night might be back, biceps, and core. The next is cardio. The next is triceps, chest, legs, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. Great. So yeah, and the goal is, once again, in the future, we're gonna have like specialty classes where we have karate and yoga, meditation, all that good stuff. But that's like, that's when we get our own place.
Yeah, that's a lot to take on, right? When you're kind of a traveling show a bit. Yeah
exactly.
So I guess, like, one of my questions, I always feel like when we go to gym classes or, excuse me, phys ed classes, and we try to help support them as behavior analysts, we often will see a lot of our population that we work with who may have some type of special need on the side, wandering out in the hallway, like not really as engaged. Like, how do you get them engaged and motivated to participate if they're not motivated?
You know, it's interesting you say that. So a lot of our staff are I wouldn't say experts, but they are, they have a lot of experience in the field. A lot of us are teachers, special needs teachers specifically. We have OTs, we have people in health and wellness. So that's one way, just like we know that each person's gonna be different and respond to something different. So we kind of use that. And I feel like one thing that I've always used in my life is just like, I love people, getting to know people. And that can typically help, you know, getting someone more engaged. So if I know so-and-so is interested in, you know, football, then obviously I'm going to go off to the side and chat with her about, you know, I'm actually specifically one client, she loves the Vikings. So like, I'll talk to her the entire time about the Vikings while we're working out and doing fitness classes. And she hates fitness, but she's talking about football, so she loves it. So it's one of those things that you really just got to gauge the person, and that usually pays off.
Yeah. Sometimes a little distraction goes a long way.
Yeah. Oh, that goes for me too.
What do you do if somebody really isn't responding to like the exercises or activities that you may have them, you know, have scheduled for that day? Like, how do you handle that?
So the goal really is just to get our athletes up and moving by any means necessary. So if we're playing a game or sport and they're really not interested, if we have the ability to take them off to the side and just kick a ball around with them, walk around the court, whatever it is, we'll do it. I mean, and once again, that's the main goal. So if they don't want to participate, they're having a bad day, that's fine.
Okay.
I watched your team do that last year when we were at Elmwood, Dan, and there were at least 7 or 8 people that you brought with you from Spectrum Sports, and we had 30 kids. We did 2 different sessions, and there were a lot of children, and you know, you kept everyone engaged. And I did watch exactly what you're talking about, you know, taking a kid off to the side, you know, just kind of even pushing a ball sort of back and forth. The high fives, I mean, I don't know how red your hand was after that day, you know, but just the constant, you know, attention and fun and making it this positive experience.
You know what, Rachel, thank you for saying that. And that actually, yeah, I didn't even think to say that too. I mean, it does help. I am a loudmouth, and I think that really does, you know, a positive loud mouth. So that really does get everyone's attention, because I can be quite loud and be quite engaging. And the high fives and just like the, you know, people can pick up on the positive energy, you know? So one of those things is, you know, killing with kindness is really true. Even if it is, you know, just working with someone with special needs and trying to get them to do some kind of type of physical activity.
That's great. What about parents? Do they participate? Do they just drop off and run?
the hills?
So a little bit of both. So it's really up to the parent. We do welcome parents. If they want to join us, they're more than welcome to. If they want to sit there and watch, we do have like a little mom crew that gets together, and they're all like sitting there like chatting about whatever. And then while their kids are playing or working out. And it's kind of cool though, because it's kind of like you hear them, and like they become like a little family. They're like, oh, we're all going to go to the movies this weekend, or we're all going to go to the swim club this weekend. And it's kind of cool to see that they actually all form like these relationships and bonds through Spectrum Sports, which I think is really cool. But yeah, I mean, it's really up to the parent. If they are, you know, afraid of their child maybe having some kind of behavioral problem or something like that, they're more than welcome to help. They're more than welcome to help.
Dan, we were just talking about the event that we went to in August at the Voorhees Swim Club.
Oh, the Spectrum Splash.
Yes. And, you know, what I wanted to say about that was, you know, it was quite evident that you have a lot of families who do know each other. And the camaraderie we saw that day was beautiful. And these families, they really do, you know, need each other and need the support of each other. And without, you know, Spectrum Sports provides them with another avenue to do that.
You know, and that is so true. It's so cool to hear. Sometimes you will hear their conversations and they'll talk about the experiences they've had and they compare it to their own. which I think is incredible. And that's kind of what really inspired us for like our ultimate vision to open up our own recreation center for, you know, really make it inclusive and have their families and friends and just make it a whole giant community of everyone. So in that way, you really form this giant, you know, family where everyone can rely on each other for whatever it might be.
True. It's definitely true. What other activities do you have coming up?
So our next activity will be a spring fling, which we did last year. That was like hugely successful. It was so much fun. Where last year, everyone dressed up. We had like a night at the Oscars. So we rolled out a red carpet. We had a photographer taking pictures behind our stand and go. Everyone was dressed to the nines. It was so cool. So much fun too. So I'm not too sure what the theme is yet. We're still recuperating from our ugly sweater party back in December. So.
Oh, that's great. So where do you see Spectrum Sports in a year, in 5 years, 10 years? What's the goals?
So like I said, we're going to have a recreation center, but it's, you know, we really do believe in the importance of having like, not just a healthy body, but like a healthy mind. So we're going to offer the same classes, but then we're also going to offer, like I said, those specialty classes of yoga and karate and meditation. We're also going to do educational classes, some for our parents about like DDD and support coordination, healthy eating on the go, financial planning for our athletes. You know, we have getting a job, dating etiquette, hygiene, all those kinds of things. We're actually doing a demo for those types of classes now. We have some OT interns from Widener University, and that is something that they are charged with. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But I think it's so important to continue these lessons of like, you know, life skills, money management, beyond high school, beyond college, like really, you know, getting in there every week and really teaching them. So that's like the one thing we have. We also we've got a lot. We could honestly, we could be here for an hour. So we've got my James and I have like a whole doc. It's probably about 8 pages long of ideas we have within the special needs realm and also like the fitness and mental health realm that we want to pursue. So,
That's fantastic. I love that.
How many volunteers do you have currently?
Volunteers, it really depends. So our volunteers, you can come one night and never show up again. That's how it really works. Thankfully, we do have a lot of high schools who will send their students to us to get volunteer work, and then we give them a letter of rec or if they just need us to sign off on something. And then we do have students, actually we've gotten an influx lately of Rowan Medical students who have been volunteering with us, and that's pretty cool. So it's kind of really those highs and lows. Yeah. I mean, the main source of where we get like a lot of students really is like our fieldwork students, like people who are in OT, PT, health and wellness, those kinds of things. And we've been lucky enough. I think we've been working with 5 different local universities now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. So if there are any volunteers listening, can they reach out to you for opportunities? Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can either email me and that my email is coachdan@spectrumsportsnj.com or you visit our website, spectrumsportsnj.com, and you'll see a volunteer button at the top banner. You know, please, we'd love to have you.
Perfect. And if you missed that, Logan, we'll put that in the
yeah, please do. In the notes. That's what I was hoping.
See below.
Are there any other organizations or companies that you know who are working with the special needs community that you'd like to mention or talk about?
You know, we are so thankful that, you know, what we do with, you know, Interactive Kids over the summertime, we were able to give you guys some classes and really, you know, show what we could do. We did with other organizations as well, them being like Devereaux, Kingsway, Bancroft. So we're actually starting to do contracts with them now, where we're going to be, well, we are actually already started with a lot of them. We're providing them classes on a weekly basis. So, you know, now that a lot of our athletes go to our night classes, now during the day, we're able to provide those day programs or those group homes the same opportunity, which is great because it's filling our day up. It's helping us become more successful as well.
Wow, that's great. That's like a
It's a lot of calling. It's a lot of persistence. A lot of me annoying people and calling them a bunch. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's why you're going to be successful. I mean, continue to be successful, right, and grow, is because you do have that persistence and that patience to do that. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah,
people used to be timid about. Do know who you are.
What's yeah. that?
People do know who you are, Dan. I was in a thrift store a couple months ago randomly, and I ended up talking to a parent, and her son, you know, goes to Spectrum Sports, and it was really cool. I mean, she was a stranger, and she knew who, you know, Spectrum Sports was. So you guys are really doing an amazing job.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, we just want to keep on growing. We really wanted to, you know, provide this service for everyone. I think everyone needs it, you know, whether you have a disability or not. You know, everyone needs the exercise. Everyone needs mental health, all that good stuff. And that's really something we're aiming to do.
Yeah, it's funny, after people have started really getting back to whatever their lives are now post-pandemic, or whatever stage we're in, I don't know, whatever stage we're in with that, you can really see that the need for that balance between the physical and the mental health, because that did take a huge toll on some people, on a good, decent amount of people. But I look at our individuals who have special needs, and it's even so much bigger, because they missed out on so many mm-hmm. things. Those who were at home really had challenges with being educated, getting out and moving, getting away from screens and all of that, even more so than your typical kids. So what you offer is really going to help engage these individuals, kids, adults, in life again. You know, I think it's so important.
Yeah, I think one of like the best things in life is the human interaction. You know, I mean, you know, people can hate, but there is a lot of love to go around. And I think that is so important. During COVID, it was so tough to not physically be with people, that it really did take a toll on people's mental health. I mean, I know it did for me, and that was, you know, that's when we really started offering free classes out in the park, because I was like, we got to do something. Like, I can't sit here. I can't sit still. Like, I need to do something. And that really paid off just for my mental well-being, but it also paid off for, you know, everyone else's, I think, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
So we're just making a reappearance. I guess he was giving my wife a hard time, but thank you, Bri.
He missed us.
Yay, he's back.
Hi, Sylvia. Hi. He's like, these ladies again.
Yeah, who are these crazy ladies?
So how's James doing?
James is doing well. So he has a second kid now, second son. So he's on paternity leave from teaching right now. He is officially leaving teaching at the end of March. But, you know, every time I call him, you know, one of us is chasing somebody, you know, a child around. It's definitely different from a few years ago, but he's doing well. He's, you know, he's definitely a good counterbalance to me. I'm the loudmouth. He's I always say he's the quiet assassin.
Well, Megan and Melissa started this company when one or both of them were pregnant or had little ones at home. So I think it's a good omen.
It's a good omen.
Yeah, those first three, I'm not going to lie, the first 2 years are really tough when they're so little. But once, like, the littlest one hits 5, it does get a lot easier. I know it's a long ways off. I mean, you can do it, though. You can.
Thank you. That is good to know, though.
Yeah, there is light. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. But that, like, something about that for me and for Melissa, it's, like, 5 years old, I guess, because more time in school and more things to do then. Yeah.
Yeah. You okay, buddy?
Well, so we have one last thing we're gonna do, and it's always Logan's big time for her quick fire.
Oh, she gets the whole camera too. So
I just wanted some Dan and Sawyer time.
Quality time, right. I love it.
So we're gonna do some rapid fire questions. Sawyer, jump in if you feel like it. So I'm gonna ask you, you're just gonna answer with whatever comes to your head.
Okay.
Right. So we're gonna start with what is a four-letter word that starts with D?
Doink. But that's not a four-letter word. Dart.
Your favorite store?
My favorite store?
Yeah.
Well, I don't shop. Can Amazon be one?
Yes.
Sure. All right, Amazon.
It's my favorite store.
It's so convenient.
A tool you never leave home without. Oh my God, look how cute he is. Just looking.
My iPhone.
Your yes. iPhone. Yep. Okay. Would you rather stay in or go out?
Oh, go out.
Mm-hmm. What is your go-to lazy dinner?
Go-to lazy dinner is a cauliflower crust pizza.
We'll have to chat about that. Your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby, not to sound like a tool, but it's probably fitness. It's good. Like, I every morning at 6 a.m. I'm working out.
Love it. your favorite pizza topping for your cauliflower crust?
You're going to probably yell at me again. I like Hawaiian ham and pineapple and jalapeno.
Or, nope.
I do too. It's so
hey.
Good.
Yeah. Your favorite movie?
Ooh, Superbad.
Never seen this.
I haven't either. Oh.
I'm going to start adding these to my list.
It came out when I was a senior in high school. It's very inappropriate, but it's very funny.
That's so, on in my house once a month.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, that's great.
14.
Oh, okay.
Well, five with Andrew.
But. Yeah, five plus Andrew. What's your favorite rainy day activity?
I would say probably reading.
Yeah, that's a good one. And your life motto?
Life is short. Let's do this.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all your time and being on here. Thank you, Sawyer, for being patient with your nap.
Thank you, ladies, for having me. I mean, I'd love to come on again, maybe next time without somebody.
Yes.
Not me.
You're talking about me.
We need a shameless plug. How do people contact you, and what's your website?
Ooh, I love it. So our website is spectrumsportsnj.com. You can contact us at CoachDan@SpectrumSportsNJ.com. And then our phone number is 856-905-3155. Call or text.
Perfect.
Perfect.
We'll also put all that in the notes so people can read it in case they get distracted by
it. Thank you, my friends. That's awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, be on the lookout for another Cherry Hill class and a Burlington County class soon.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank
Dan.
You again.
Thank you.
Right,
bye,
homies.
Sawyer.
Bye bye.
Peace out. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Looking for more? Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app and Instagram at The Interactive Journey. Questions, comments, or want to be a guest on our show? We'd love to hear from you. You can message us at podcast@interactivekids.com or on Instagram at The Interactive Journey.